All right, we bring in a guy whose job security is never in question. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Every game is always your potential last one. Everybody knows that. So. How about Torrey to St. Louis, La Russa to New York?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
And a manager to be named later?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Well, the ownership that essentially fired Torrey.
Oh, yeah.
And Walt Jocketty didn't want to do that. Is not there anymore, but interesting.
Yeah.
Joe, did you know, and we brought this up this morning, Javon Hay leading the Tampa Bay defensive lineman in sacks. You know, he has two, somebody has 1.5. But a great story about how he has resurrected, you know, his career after a rough start, after what a lot of people thought was a premature exit from the Vanderbilt football program.
Yeah, there were a lot of people thought he really made a mistake at the beginning by leaving the program when he did. And he was one of those guys that went to the league, and he was sort of an in-between kind of guy size-wise. You know, not the biggest defensive lineman, maybe a little bit too big to be a linebacker and all those kind of things. And he worked through it, persevered, and now has found a home. It's amazing how many times we talk about Tampa Bay, isn't it, when you talk about Vanderbilt. You know,
it's
Shelton
the pipeline.
Quarles. Yeah, Shelton Quarles. And, of course, Shelton will be back this week as the Grand Marshal for the homecoming parade. And just one of my favorite guys, a guy that made a tremendous career for himself and is now a scout for that team. And so there has been a connection with Tampa Bay for a long time.
Yeah, Todd Yoder.
Oh, gosh. Jamie Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Eric Vance for a while. It goes on and on.
Well, Joe, I'm sure you've been out to the practice field a couple times this week. How are things looking as they get ready for Georgia?
Well, today's a really big day. I think preparation-wise, and everybody's focused on the quarterback issue, obviously. Today is a big day. Yesterday and today are the two really heavy work days in terms of trying to get, you know, game plans going and whatever contact there is among a lot of the guys happens on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so I think today's a really big evaluation day for the coaches because I don't know how late they will wait to make a decision. You would like to think that they would let the guy know. Now, I guess there's two ways to look at it, and I haven't talked to Bobby about this yet. Do you want the guy to know before he lays his head on his pillow Friday night that he's the starting quarterback, or do you want them both thinking they have the chance to be the starter until they wake up on Saturday morning? I don't know what the process will be. My guess is they would like for them to know. So hopefully they would be able to inform them by either Thursday or Friday.
But you don't really have to make any kind of public announcement on that sort of thing, though, right?
Don't have to, no, and I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. The only thing about this situation, and Bobby's talked about it, you know, a lot of times if you're preparing for two different quarterbacks that are two totally different types of players, it really causes the opposing team problems because they have to work on both of the packages. Like, for example, Vanderbilt did with Auburn with Cody Burns and with Brandon Cox and did actually a really good job on Burns. You didn't see him very much because of that. These two quarterbacks are very similar, and the package really doesn't change that much. So it's not as if the offense or the opposing defense has to worry about a separate scheme for a second quarterback. And so I don't think it matters that much to the opposing defense, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bobby didn't announce until game time who was going to start.
By the way, Thomas Brown out for Georgia, broken clavicle.
Yep.
So they're down to Craig Lumpkin and O'Shawn Marino.
They're only down to three or four good running backs.
Yeah, they're only down to about a half a dozen, actually. Yeah. I do need to mention one injury, too. Michael Garcia for Vanderbilt is a guy that had become really a steady, solid special teams player. He tore an ACL in the game at Auburn, and his season is over. And it was just one of those guys that doesn't get a lot of notoriety, doesn't get a lot of attention, but just does a steady, solid job making tackles on special teams. And unfortunately, that injury is going to put him out.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.